Loud majority rallies power up as Trump contests election races. We must be driven and motivated, not depressed. By Dr. Susan Berry on November 10, 2020. The founder of a Long Island caravan rally in support of President Donald Trump says the rallies are not ending, but, instead, growing stronger, as the president challenges election results in a race that has been called by some in the media. Sean Farash, 29, the founder of Long Island Loud Majority. A play on the common characterization of conservative Trump supporters as the silent majority. Told Breitbart News in an interview Monday that their rallies have grown from 200 to 300 vehicles. At their introductory event in Suffolk County, to now 10,000 cars. With 2 to 3 people per car, which is normally what's been going on. We have anywhere between 20,000 and 30,000 people, Farash said. Huge crowds. I mean, huge crowds. The rallies, of course, began as a show of support for Trump and his re-election. But, in recent days, after some media outlets declared the race for former Vice President Joe Biden, the events have turned into a demand for truth and justice in the electoral process as defined by the U.S. Constitution. Farash told Breitbart News while ralliers were initially stunned and somber after media outlets announced Biden the winner, he counseled them to block the media out. And we have to if our president is not conceding, he said. He truly believes that this is illegitimate, and we have to fight until he's done fighting. I told them we dig our heels in. We're gonna keep it peaceful, as always, but we have to be angry. That said, we have to be driven and motivated, not depressed. Farash said Trump supporters are now fighting a political war. Within a day, he said, people in his organization were confident again, and the energy was high. When the Biden campaign and some news outlets began to ramp up portrayal of the former vice president as president-elect, Farash told members of his group they would continue still to rally behind Trump. Then the energy came back, he said. Yesterday, we had another rally and the energy was off the charts. Everyone here loves Rudy Giuliani because of his role during the attack on September 11th. Farash continued, noting some of the key members of Trump's team assisting him in challenging some of the races. And, when it comes to Sidney Powell, she knows the system very well. So, a lot of people feel confident. Farash enjoys the fact that the loud majority is really noisy. We still believe we are the majority, he said. And if we really are the majority and we outnumber the opposition, why stay quiet? So, we focus on rallies because rallies are noisy, they draw attention. You know, the squeaky wheel. Farash laughed as he noted some of the attention loud majority has received has been negative, most notably from Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY. The governor has, on multiple occasions, tried to either shut us down or made it hard for us to have these rallies. He didn't do it when our crowd size was 300. He's doing it now that our crowd sizes are 10,000 to 20,000. I do believe he feels threatened by what we're doing. He looks at our results in Suffolk and Nassau counties. You know, all of Long Island is now red. Nassau County hasn't been red in a while. New York State is a 10-point race. It's never been that close in 32 years. Farash believes loud majority's efforts over the past 8 or 9 weeks have played a large part in the success of Republicans in the two counties. He said rally group members keep in touch with their representatives. The group, he noted, found out Sunday that Cuomo was not happy they were holding a rally at a county building, and suggested to county police that the rally not be allowed to continue there. We were upset, so we decided we're going to the state capitol in Albany Sunday to rally in front of him, Farash said, noting the governor's term is up in 2022. And so is Chuck Schumer's, he added. So, we're getting ready. Farash, who works in sales, described the loud majority as a philosophy, no longer really just a group. It's a new ideology. It's vocal, it's proud, it's confident. But, we do it in a way that's classy. We don't engage counter-protesters, it's why we haven't had a single problem at our events. We don't antagonize. If we see somebody with a Biden sign, we walk away from them. They don't mean anything to us because it's their constitutional right to stand there with a sign. So, let's both embrace the Constitution and embrace the First Amendment, and not be like the left where they violently or, you know, suppress free speech or intimidate people from speaking freely. That's not what we're about. We don't want that to happen, like what Facebook's done to us. They shut my page down, They shut our group down. My account was just disabled, no warning, just disabled. Despite being shut down by Facebook, Farash said Loud Majority is now networking with other groups upstate in New York. Additionally, he noted Trump supporters in Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Arizona, and Utah have reached out to express a desire to start Loud Majority chapters of their own. There is zero reason to remain quiet, he asserted. Eventually, we have to draw a line and say, no, you cannot cross this line. This is our ground. This is our right, that we are going to continue to fight for. We're trying to instill Loud Majority as a philosophy among conservatives and patriots across the 50 states in the country from coast to coast. Asked if Loud Majority embraces particular issues, Farash replied, really, the issue that drives us is patriotism, and by that I mean, pure love of country. He explained the bond between Trump and his supporters. We all have Trump flags because he is the candidate. But, there's only one candidate who stands for the Constitution, who stands for the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Following that, there's only one candidate that stands for all that, all of what makes America great. And there's only one candidate that's talking about making America great. And that's Donald Trump. So, we love the president. We love him because he has brought the fight, a fight that we can relate to, that we've been fighting for quite some time, Farash said. And he's vocal about it, and he is loud about it. And we relate to him because he's fighting the way we would fight.